Oh, hi, Dion. We got cut off.
Yeah, I lost the signal. I don't know.
Oh, no wonder.
It's 40, 31.
Okay.
6301.
Got it.
0026.
Okay.
1048.
Okay, and expiration?
1129.
And the code?
412.
Okay, so let me get your authorization and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure everything's processing. Oh, it says ABS mismatch, which means the billing address could be wrong. So are you sure it's that Lee Road address for the billing on this card?
Yeah, it's D-U-D-L-E-Y Road. It's 43220.
That's what I have, 4320 Dudley Road in Fayetteville.
28312.
I'll try it again and see if it works. If it doesn't work, maybe I should try it with the first address and see if, I don't know. Yeah, it's still, it didn't work with this one either.
Hold on, it's doing something.
Oh, maybe you have to authorize it on your end. Did it say anything on your end that it was having you trying to authorize it or no?
I just said they declined it. Where's my phone? How far is that really? Oh, it's on. Yeah, I don't know why I defined it.
Did you used to have the other address and then you moved or something? Because maybe it just didn't update with this card because the Dudley Road is saying
you
that
can try. You can try the other address too.
Okay, can you give it to me again? Because when I put this one in, it erased the other one.
Okay, 422.
Mm-hmm.
Kirkcaldy, K-I-R-K-C-A-L-D. C-A-L-D.
Mm-hmm.
Y. Court. Fayetteville, North Carolina. 28314.
Okay. Let me try it this time. Yeah. Sometimes even if you move, you forget to update it with the credit card. Maybe that's the case. Okay. Huh. Now it's saying cardholder requested that the recurring or installment be stopped, which is weird because maybe the system that your bank did that because of the wrong address, but I know you didn't because you're on the phone with me. Could you maybe, either we could use a different card or you could maybe just, when you have a chance, just call the bank and let them know that Local Splash is trying to process $15. And then I can try to, you know, run it again in an hour or so if you think that's an option.
Yeah, I don't think running again is going to do anything. But I'll just give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're talking about cracks. Yeah, no cracks out the way, huh? I can do it, but it's just too much. Alright, yeah, let's do this part then.
Okay.
I gotta make a payment.
The card you're going to give me now, is that going to revert back to the Dudley Road for the billing address, you think, or should I keep it at the Kirkcaldy?
This, I gotta make sure.
Okay. Oh, yeah, if you log on to make a payment, it'll tell you probably who the billing address is.
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Sure.
Alright. So the card number is 4010.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
9900.
Okay.
2425.
Got it.
9063.
Okay, expiration.
1027.
And the code?
The zip code. Hold on 1 second.
Or the CVV?
Let me just make sure I got the right stuff up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the Belly Road. It's 28312.
Okay, what's the code on the back, I mean?
934.
934, okay. So 934, so I can store the card number, and then I'll go back and put in 4320 Dudley Road in Fayetteville, 28312. Okay, so let me give this one a whirl.
All right, and then...
It should be fine. Yep, now it worked. I got the green light for you. So if you see a $15 charge pending on that other one, it's going to fall off at midnight. So you definitely were not charged twice. It's just because the first attempt, it said we had the wrong address. But the one on this new card did work. So thank you so much for updating that, Dion, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let me get